A group of parents in Monroe are suing the school district and the state. They say toxic PCB chemicals in the classroom made their children sick. 88.5 Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle has the story.
Jill Savory says she loved the education her kids were getting at Sky Valley Education Center, a public alternative school in Monroe where parents are heavily involved. But she's angry the district put the program in what she contends was a toxic building with PCBs and old light fixtures and caulking.
I started to have heaviness in my chest, like I felt like a ton of bricks was sitting on. And that would be walking into the library where many families sat.
Savory says her daughters would get headaches, stomach aches, and rashes. Other families had similar complaints or worse. Stacy Mullen-DeLand, a teacher and parent, is also part of the suit. Choking back tears, she says her son developed a serious thyroid condition.
He had to be on heart medication for 6 months. He couldn't exercise for 6 months. And we're a family who people called the healthiest people they'd ever met.
She says doctors' diagnosis of the cause was chemical poisoning. For its part, the school district says while there were PCBs in the building, it worked with environmental agencies to clean problem areas and conducted indoor air quality tests to ensure the building was safe. The manufacture of PCBs, which were made by Monsanto, was banned in 1979 after they were found to cause cancer. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.